Hey everybody, Belle here, and I had somebody like bring up a idea. Actually, I had a couple people do it that I do like a cooking. Oh God, a cooking with Southern Belle like type podcast thingy, which I thought was really interesting and really fun. But I've got like an hour and a half to be at work, and I've already kind of started cooking. So I was like, I really can't start it now. I need to plan it out and, like, have guests and shit, but, so I'm just gonna, like, cook and ramble, probably. Hope that doesn't bother you. If you do, I guess you can stop listening, but whatever. So, I'm making a quesadilla, and I'm shredding my own cheese, because I don't really like, the packaged, like, shredded cheese that you get in the store, because it's, like, sometimes you can find plastic in it, which I've done before. But it's just, like, coated with something really weird, so I don't ever use it. So I'm, like, trying my best to get, like, hella amounts of cheddar cheese shredded for this quesadilla. But, like, I have no arm muscles, so this really isn't easy, but I've got quite a bit. Like, sharp cheddar cheese, because that's the way to go. So, yeah. I'm really tired. I got home last night, like, late. I have a late class on Monday, and we watch movies. It's, like, a medieval film class, so we watch films. I'm trying, like, not to make a lot of clanking noises. We watch films, and we interpret those, like, how they would or wouldn't have appealed to an Anglo-American audience, and, like, the themes of the movie, and, like, this, that, and the other. And, like, for the last couple weeks, we've had, like, pretty shitty movies, in my opinion. Like, they're terrible. I'm like, Dr. Ian, why do you do this to me? Because these are all bad. Like, what did we watch last? Last week, we watched the 1976 Robin and Marian with Audrey Hepburn and, what's that guy's name? Sean Connery. And it wasn't, like, terrible. Like, it was pretty bad. Like, the whole movie, in my opinion, was shrouded with, like, symbolism of Vietnam War vets and whatnot, but, like, I don't want to spoil the ending, but, like, spoiler alert, pause the recording or skip if you want to, she kills him, she poisons him, and I mean, that's what he wanted, like, the sweet release of death, but it was, like, a clusterfuck of everything going wrong. Update on the cooking. I've just added some coconut oil to my pan, and I'm letting it melt, and I'm getting my itty-bitty fajita tortillas. They're actually tortillas, but I say I'm weird. So I can start frying them up for this quesadilla. But it was just, like, a really bad movie in general, in my opinion. And according to the professor, that's, like, quintessential 70s movie. Like, no happy ending, everybody dies. So that is there if you want to watch it. I highly suggest you don't. This week we watched, I just watched it last night and I forgot the name of the movie. And the Name of the Rose, which was pretty like heavy with some symbolism that I was getting in another class I have with the same professor as this day, yesterday. But it was pretty terrible too, like, it was about the papal inquisitions of, like, the 1300s and getting heresy, to go away, basically. And this old man was, like, basically killing all of his monks because they were searching out, like, the forbidden book of Aristotle's comedies. So, sorry, make me a drink. So, like, not an alcoholic one because it's, like, 9:54 in the morning, but that also sounds great. So this, like, old man monk was killing, this old Benedictine monk was killing all of these other Benedictine monks for searching for the comedy book, and, like, they would go into, like, the secret library and find it, and then would get poisoned, and then this one crazy man was, like, trying to burn people at the stake for being heretics, and it was just, like, a crazy, it was wild ride, y'all. I was so glad to be done with that, because I was like, what the fuck do you have me watching? We have spring break next week, so I have another 2 weeks until I can watch one of my favorite movies ever. What did my cat just knock over? Watch one of my favorite movies ever, which is The Princess Bride. I'm so excited. Absolutely love that movie. And then I think the next week we're watching Kevin Costner's 1991 Robin Hood, which I've seen that one before, so it's not like that one's going to be new to me. It's not a terrible film, but it's definitely a Robin Hood made in America for American audiences. Like, that's the best way to describe it. Let's see if I can flip this without burning myself. Woohoo! Okay, so I added my cheese to my, things here, and then I've added, like, a slice of ham. And I'm trying to cook it. But I just got out of the shower, so I don't have anything on besides underwear, and my towel fell. So I'm trying to, like, cook and not burn my boobs. Let's see how well that goes. But, yeah, like, things are going crazy. I have 4 history classes this semester because I'm a history major. So I've taken every, like, basic that I can. I'm just now doing upper division history electives. I've got World Civ, which is kind of interesting, but it's, like, a huge compilation of everything. So it's not really a lot of time for you to specifically look at one culture, because we're, like, bumping back and forth between, like, this thing and this thing, and, like, this thing happened and this thing happened, and... But that class is really fun, and then I have medieval civilizations, and tomorrow we're going to talk about women in medieval history, and I'm super, super hella dope excited for that, because it's a lot of, like, what did queenship mean, and what did this mean, and so that's that. Really excited. Still cooking my quesadilla. I've got a text message or two, so I'm about to look at them. Sorry if I get really quiet. Maybe I'm not, because I've got to flip this quesadilla. With, like, an actual flipping instrument, not a fork. My door doesn't sound like it's shut. Ooh. Oh, no, we're getting a little burnt. Oh, but the cheese is, like, so nice and melty. Oh, my God. The cheese is damn hella melty. And I need to pop my tortilla. Because it's kind of... Like, when you fry tortillas, they kind of, like, puff up a little bit. Or, like, these do anyway. So, I'm, like, constantly having to pop them so I don't end up with, like, fry bread. Which is fantastic, by the way. I can't make homemade fry bread. But homemade fry bread is, like, the bombdiggity.com. Like, it is so freaking good. Every time, like, somebody sells Indian tacos around here, like, there's a ton of people that sell Indian tacos for a fundraiser. And all an Indian taco is fry bread and, like, taco meat and, like, the... All the stuff you put on a taco. But, like, the fry bread is what everybody wants. And the fry bread is so fucking good. Oh, my God. I could just talk about food forever, y'all. And if you've listened to me, like, you can understand that. I fucking love food. Day before yesterday, so it would be Sunday, I Skyped my best friend, and we made quesadillas a la cooking show. So there was lots of, like, this is how you do this, and it was really funny. And I was like, oh, shit, I should do that as, like, a Gone Wild audio backstage thingy. And then... My wife was like, oh my God, you should totally do that. And then a couple other Reddit users have been like, I love listening to you talk about food. You should do that too. And I'm like, you know what? I guess I'm just going to have to find time and do an episode. Because that's going to be great. So I've made my quesadilla. It looks very quesadilla-y. One thing I love about cooking them in coconut oil is that they get super crispy. So right now I'm just making like a dipping sauce for it. Nothing special. Just paste and sour cream mixed together. Super good. I have like a dope homemade salsa recipe that I got from my dad. But I never make it because he makes it so much better than I do. Oh! I'm recording this on my phone, so I'm trying to like hold my phone and take it with me to the fridge and put the sour cream, the paste up. So that was a problem. I make a dope homemade salsa. Like, I need to make some of that and can it so I can have it for this. Oh, my God. Dude, that should be an episode. Okay, sorry. So, I hope you've enjoyed my cooking rambles. I'm going to eat now because I have to go to work in an hour. Y'all have a fan-damn-tastic day.